It's now time for Save Water Santa Fe with your host, Christine Chavez. Welcome, Christine. I know today is going to be another fascinating, amazing conversation on your program. We now turn it over to you for today's guest and program.
Thank you so much. And thanks, everyone, for listening this morning to Save Water Santa Fe. And you're right. We have a great friend, a wonderful guest in the studio today, Mr. Miles Conway, who is the Executive Officer of the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association. So welcome, Miles.
Thank you, Christine. Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be on the Save Water Santa Fe show. If we can't save water Santa Fe, then we really can't save Santa Fe, can we? It all starts and ends with water, life.
So, Miles, I was excited to have you on the show today. I mean, there's lots of connections to water with the event that we are talking about today, but let's just start off by talking about what you have planned for this weekend.
Oh, yes. So, March 16th and 17th. So, it is at the Downtown Community Convention Center. This is actually our 35th annual Santa Fe Home Expo. And we also, there's a remodel show that goes along with it. And then, of course, a kids' Lego competition. So with our partners at the Santa Fe New Mexican, we've just produced published the spring edition of the Haciendas magazine. So those are out and about on newsstands on Santa Fe New Mexican newsstands around town. And yeah, that's the magazine that accompanies kind of this spring show. It's, you know, people have been inside. It's been a pretty intense winter. I mean, we got some moisture and we had some cold weather. And so what that means is that we like to think is that people have spent a good deal of time inside, imagining their spaces, wondering what would it be like if there was a window there? What do you think about adding some color here, some new tile? Maybe they got tired of paying an outrageously high propane bill and they thought, I think it's time to go solar and it's time to put in mini split systems. So that's what a home expo is all about. You know, in our magazine, we show off some pretty amazing projects by 12 wonderful builder members of our Northern New Mexico Builders Association who have done remodeling projects to, you know, varying degrees of intensity. And so you get to look at those in the remodel show, and then you get to come to the Home Expo. It's free this year thanks to a sponsorship by Hub Insurance. So all the tickets are free. People just go to santafehomeshow.com and pick up a ticket and come talk to like industry professionals, vendors, manufacturers. I mentioned the solar installers will be there along with all the financial institutions to talk about, you know, how do you extract some money from your home if you own your home in order to kind of update the technology and the performance of your home, not to mention making it a sweet home and making it really comfy for you. So I love this home show. It's an honor to go to the Santa Fe Community Convention Center, which is such an amazing facility with an amazing staff, and they make us feel at home. And the cowgirl's going to be there putting some barbecue out. And well, we can talk more about events that are going around the show, but it's all happening March 16th and 17th. So santafehomeshow.com is where people can grab their tickets.
Wow. Well, so having participated in the show a couple years, I mean, it's a great opportunity for us to table and even give out our information. So be on the lookout for Glenn Schiffbauer and our WaterWise booth. He'll have information about the different rebates that we have that could assist with some remodel projects. And, you know, he's going to be handing out tons of information on our behalf. So, Glenn, if you're listening, we're sending tons of people your way.
Yeah, and I think Glenn's neighbor is going to be one of the pro representatives of the Next Generation Water Summit. So, yeah, if people are really, if they have serious questions about water efficiency in their own home, water efficiency in their neighborhood, in their community, in this whole city or this state for that matter, there's going to be some great folks present that are just experts in their field, particularly in the realm of water and water efficiency and conservation. So always excited to have Glenn there, the Green Chamber, the Next Generation Water Summit folks. And of course, Christine, I think you're gonna get away, right? You get on a little vacation. We don't get to see you at the show this year, but you'll be well represented.
I think so. And I'm sorry to miss it. You know, my daughter, gosh, probably 10 years ago, She won the Lego contest.
I know you told me that.
Such a great thing. You know, it took a picture of her little house, and I was excited that she was so inspired, you know, to put in, you know, the cistern and all the water features, you know.
Right.
But that's exciting that you have that level of involvement. You have, you know, those activities for the kids. You know, I actually heard a rumor that you're going to be flying around in on a magic carpet. Is that true?
Yeah, we used to have this main stage. And I would sit on this main stage. We call them fireside chats. And I would, and we'd have like the P&M engineering team was up there talking about like, here's what's happening in the future. You know, here's how your smart car, we're going to be able to plug it into the grid, and how we're going to move into this, you know, renewable energy's future, and how P&M is going to manage all that. Anyway, long story short, I had these fireside chats, and it was at one stage in one location. And this year, I just thought, there's a lot of great information in all of the exhibitor booths. So I'm building a stage. I almost said built. It's not done yet. It's just a giant cart, like one of those big carts you get at Home Depot or Lowe's to get your lumber. So I've put chairs and a lamp and carpeted it, and we're going to just roll me around. And so we'll be live on social media channels and recording that all day as we go from booth to booth and just do these on the spot interviews. So I think it'll be hilarious, which kind of is a big motivation for the kind of stuff I get interested in. I'm like, will this be funny? Will this be fun? Yeah, okay, I'm in. I'm doing it. So yeah, we're going to have mobile TV studio that's going to run all around the convention hall. If Melissa Glick, the director of the convention center, is listening, don't worry. I promise I'm not going to run anyone over.
Well, that sounds great, Miles. Everyone listening this morning, you are listening to Save Water Santa Fe, and we're talking to Miles Conway, who is the executive officer of the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association and the Santa Fe Home Show coming up Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 a.m. And we're going to take a short break and come back and continue our conversation.
Spring, a time to brighten and renew your home. Over 75 exhibitors of the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association invite you to the 35th Annual Home Expo, Remodel Show, and Kids Lego Contest, March 16th and 17th. Meet friends and interact face-to-face with home improvement experts at Santa Fe's Community Convention Center. Trends in home comfort, style, technology, and more. Visit SantaFeHomeShow.com for info. That's SantaFeHomeShow.com, March 16th and 17th.
We now return to Save Water Santa Fe with Christine Chavez.
Great. Thanks again, everyone, for listening. We are talking to Miles Conway, who is the executive officer of the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association. And we're talking about the Santa Fe Home Show that's coming up on March 16th and 17th at the Santa Fe Convention Center from 10 to 5. So, Miles, you know, everyone in town, there's lots of conversation about, you know, the building community, you know, how much are we going to have enough water for growth? I mean, those two things are always coupled together. What type of insights could you give our listeners today about, you know, how home builders are really leading the way here in Santa Fe on building efficient, not only energy-saving homes, but water-efficient homes?
Yeah, so I could go, there, as you know, Christine, there's 100 different ways we could go with this conversation, but I think it's one of the most important conversations we're having right now as in this entire Southwest. Like, how do we support the residential and commercial, for that matter, growth of our communities? Because they're growing, whether we like it or not, in ways, if we don't plan for how we grow them, then it's going to grow in ways that we unintentionally and don't like. So, you know, we can start by just saying we have very stringent water standards in Santa Fe, and they will probably be growing more stringent in terms of what the residential code and the equipment you need to be putting in your home is. So that's all well and good. I think we are on the precipice of seeing a water efficiency standard for commercial development. And that's just making great use of the scant resource we have of water, being very responsible for it. But here's my favorite thing to talk about, and you probably could chime in on this too. I mean, I'm thinking a lot lately about Midtown Campus. And we had a presentation. It actually is on our Vimeo channel. You can go back and watch the whole presentation. But we had a company come, and they talked about permeable pavers. And I just thought it was the coolest thing. I've become a permeable paver evangelist. I mean, I'm like, why would we pave anything ever again with an impervious surface that forces the water to shoot off down Cerritos Road and shoot into the arroyos with the erosive character of water, etc. And permeable pavers are just what they sound like, you know, little bricks. They can be different colors, different shapes, and when the water hits them, they infiltrate into the ground. And if you handle it in the subsurface fashion that I think is possible, it can support plant life like trees along avenues. Potentially, I think it could go into storage tanks. It certainly could replenish the aquifer. And I think about that all, thanks to you, Christine. I think about this a lot and all the time, because some of the really frightening conversations that, you know, we have to have, which is an unfortunate incident in the watershed that is a fire in the Buckman well field out in the Bosque. You know, if we have an unfortunate incident out there, all of a sudden our surface water sources of domestic water could come offline, at which point we have to turn on city wells and we have to be pulling water out of the aquifer. And we better be darn sure that that aquifer is healthy and resilient and clean and we can use that water. So thanks to, I think, part of your team and the team of the Santa Fe Water Offices, we know that we're on a good trajectory here. We don't want to do anything to upset that trajectory. We only want to put ourselves on better paths. So I'm thinking about permeable pavers a lot. Wouldn't that be cool? How much water could we infiltrate of the 69 acres of Midtown if all the water that fell there either was stored, reused, or infiltrated into the aquifer? I think it's a fun thing to talk about.
It is a fun thing to talk about. And certainly I think it's those strategies and many others that people can learn about, certainly at the home show, that I think we're going to be looking towards in the near future. You know, I mean, the question is, we're doing so much already here in Santa Fe. We're leading the way on so many fronts. But the next question is always like, what more could we be doing? You know, what other things could we incentivize? And the stormwater piece and the water conservation piece and the water supply piece, like all of those things are very, very connected. And so when you look at one piece, it definitely affects the others. And I think that's just the wonderful nature of our work. You know, the challenge is always there. And we have such talented people in this city looking at it from many different angles. And many of them are going to be at the home show as vendors. And so great conversations to have with some of them that are there. Give us just an idea of who will be there.
Sure. So, you know, what is different this year that hasn't been true for the last couple of years is that we have some of the professional tradecraft people there that people really want to talk to. Like if you're thinking about installing mini splits, a tankless water heater, solar, as I mentioned, you know, we have a couple mechanical systems companies going to be at the home show, so they can talk to you about those things. Rich Duran Plumbing is going to be there to talk to you about, you know, retrofitting your home to do a small shower to flowers, you know, like a little passive gray water system to save water in that way. We have an electrician. So, you know, it's been impossible to get on the schedule of an electrician or even get them to pick up their phone. I got Don Gorman. Gorman Electric's going to be there at a booth. So really neat people to talk to in the mechanical systems field. All the way to wonderful Michael Rose of One World Rug Care. And if you have an heirloom rug, a native weaving, anything that like a rug or a textile and piece, you can bring it to Michael Rose of One World Rug Care on Sunday, and he'll tell you the whole story of it. I mean, this kid, and I call him a kid because he looks like he's half my age, a youngster, but he is a real student, and I would say a doctor of the tradition of textile and rugs. And he'll be there with a booth. So you can bring a rug and be like, this was my grandmother's, tell me the story. And Michael will know the story. He really is a student of this tradition. So then tile and flooring and roofing and stucco, anything that touches your home, landscaping, you know, anything that touches your home sweet home environment, you're going to be able to interact with some professionals at the home show.
Wow. Well, I'm so excited, Miles. It sounds like you've got a great lineup, lots of great activities. Mm-hmm. Cowgirl, the barbecue was awesome last year.
Yum. Yeah, so we're glad to have the cowgirl back. We should mention the Lego contest, though. Yeah. Reigning champion, Christine's grown young woman now. You know, you just go to the SantaFeHomeShow.com or BuildNewMexico.com. The Lego competition is right there in the events. You can sign up. We have three live build sessions, so the kids, they you check in. The kids will build for an hour. We have all the Legos they could hope to need. And then we got a mountain of Lego awards to give away. So, and it's a selfish, you know, we're looking for the next builders of Santa Fe. So we'll be looking for these 8, 9, 10-year-old Lego builders, and then we'll be trying to entice them to follow a career into the construction trades, and doing so by, of course, bribing them with great Lego prizes. But it'll be fun for all. Del Norte Credit Union sponsors that for the 10th year in a row. Great prize bags for everybody, whether you're a grand prize winner or you're just participating.
Wow, that sounds great, Miles. I'm excited for you. I know you always do a great job putting this show on, and you're so much fun. You're a great host. I loved hanging out with you last time. Best of luck, everybody. You know, be on the lookout this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the Santa Fe Convention Center from 10 to 5. And it's SantaFeHomeShow.com to get a ticket or to enroll your kids the Lego contest.
Yep, it's all free. It's all fun. Thank you. Great. Pleasure to be on your show, Christine.
Yeah, it's so nice to see you, Miles. Is there anything else you want to leave our listeners with this morning?
Oh, just build together. Take care of one another. You know, I think that the community, the people, I think we have the answers for how to get along and move forward in this community.
Right. Well, thank you for that, Miles. And thanks, everyone, for listening to Save Water Santa Fe this morning. For more information about the city's water conservation program, please visit SaveWaterSantaFe.com.
Thank you, Christine. We appreciate it. Make sure to tune in to Save Water Santa Fe every Friday morning at 8 a.m. right here on KSWV Radio. You guys have a wonderful day. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless.